Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Four Elements United. This is water signing on. I'm actually waiting on wind. So tonight it will be water and wind that will be on the show. And wind, at the moment, you should be unmuted.
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, there's wind. So tonight, we're going to explore happiness. And before we get started, I just want to announce to everyone that the Elements will be taking a clear month off the show. To all of our faithful listeners, we really appreciate you guys. It's really 3 weeks. It's actually four. So we'll be back on that fourth week. So we want to go ahead and announce to you that this show will be the last show until September 20th. So Sunday, September 20th, mark your calendars because we don't want you looking for a show between now and then. And we'll basically be doing some updates on Facebook in between now and then. But we, as Elements, we all get busy and we need to take a break so that we can kind of get our lives back in order and do some of the things that we actually discuss on here. Right, Wynn?
Exactly.
So without further ado, we want to jump into the topic of happiness and explore happiness. Wynn, what you thinking over there, man? Happiness. What's going on with happiness? We in the pursuit of happiness or what?
No, so tonight I just really want to talk about what's required to enjoy your life and really fulfill on the things that bring you contentment and satisfaction. And ultimately happiness. And, over the last few weeks we've been talking about law of attraction and what it requires to accomplish certain things that you're up to. And what I like to do is just take a step back a little bit and have people relax, because I think that a lot of people really try to force things and really actively strive to succeed at things as opposed to allowing things to happen, not necessarily being at the effect of life, I want to say that you create these goals and aspirations and you kind of sit back and relax a little bit. And like I continually say, take things incrementally. You want to have fun, throughout your life. You don't want to just be work, 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 and go, go, go. I mean, you can get caught up in a rat race. You can get caught up on a treadmill, going fast nowhere. And that's not really how you get success. It's not really how you get peace of mind and fulfillment. And when you're in that mode, you neglect, your friends, your family, you neglect yourself, and ultimately, you actually create unhappiness and loneliness and discontent. And, you might succeed in one area, but you have a bunch of areas that's not working well for you. So I just want to bring in some balance to this conversation. You get that, water?
Yeah, copy that. Roger that. Balance, everybody, balance. And that's really, look. All this stuff we talk about is really for happiness. I mean, who doesn't want to be happy? I mean, if you don't want to be happy, our show, we don't even want to I mean, we don't want to even be bothered with you. You shouldn't even be listening to these words right now. You should go do whatever else is outside of happiness. And so what I just did is I looked up, I brought up the definition of happiness, because it means a lot of different things to different people. I think what we're going to do is start with the book definition, and then we're going to kind of break away, kind of, you know, because it means different things to different people. For some people, it may mean something totally different than what this is about to, what I'm about to say. That's out of the definition or dictionary.com. But happiness is defined as good fortune, pleasure, contentment, joy. Otherwise, the quality, really, when we're talking about this law of attraction stuff, when we're talking about living powerfully, when we're talking about accomplishing the things that you want to accomplish, when we're talking about visualization and psycho-cybernetics and think and grow rich and all these different things, really, at the end of the day, for different people, happiness means different things. Some people, happiness means having more money than they could possibly know what to do with, that they could more than they could ever spend in their life. For others, it means to have, you know, a family. I mean, you know, there's single people out there who, you know, they want to actually find someone to start a family with. For others, it's to take care of their family, their current family. For others, it's actually to make a difference in the world. For others, it's to, like, I don't know, become, get this recognition in the world. So for different people, happiness is defined as delight, pleased, or glad. So that's really, you know, what the book definition is. But, of course, all of our enlightened listeners out there, we know you have your own definition. So what we want to do, since we're not going to be on the air for almost the whole month, we want you guys to press one and at least participate to give us your definition of happiness. It'll take you about 30 seconds. We won't pry. We won't ask you to do more than just that. But we want to get a little bit of, you know, engagement, because we have a few callers that have called in. I see you guys. I want you to press one so that we can actually get you to participate and just tell us what you think happiness is. Are we off by just reading what's on dictionary.com? Is happiness something different? And while we're waiting
on
that,
share with us what some of the things that make you happy.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, so while we're waiting on that to happen, you know, for our brave souls out there to press one so that we can bring them on live, let's talk about some things that, you know, that we consider happiness, Wayne. What's happiness for you?
Happiness is fulfillment, and satisfaction is contentment. It's fulfilling on your purpose and passion. Happiness is just, you know, hanging out with your friends and, you know, enjoying your family. Happiness is, you know, going out bowling or, you know, having drinks and, you know, eating some great food, sharing a different, unique experience with somebody that you care about. Happiness is, you know, making a lot of money, you know, or having a windfall. Happiness is, you know, being promoted. Happiness is, you know, buying some new clothes that you've always wanted. Happiness is buying that dream house that you've always wanted, that dream car. Those are some of the things that, you know, that make people happy and, you know, that I enjoy. What the purpose of this conversation is really to continue the conversation about law of attraction, because what's really necessary to actually attract what you want is being in a state of happiness and contentment and peace of mind at all times, having that optimistic view at all times. And you have to make certain that you inundate yourself with the things that make you happy and satisfied and fulfilled. And that will, you know, in turn attract the things that you actually have set in motion. If you have a negative attitude, then that actually detracts from what you actually want. it actually repels it. And so you want to make certain that you have a habit of creating a space of happiness for yourself. So, again, what we want to do is, on a daily basis, is disrupt and interrupt any negativity, any pessimism, any bad vibes, right? Any bad feelings. And we want to insert, you know, happiness, fulfillment, peace of mind, and contentment at all times. So
yeah, and that's good. That's a good point. Hold on, Wynn. Let me jump in, because we asked for it and we got a call already. So before you go down too far in there, let me jump in. Just hold that thought. But we asked for it. So if we didn't ask, we might make the call or wait. But you know, I can't have this brave soul sitting up there waiting on us when we've asked people to to jump in here into the conversation. So caller, last four digits 6522. You're live on the air. State your name, where you're calling from, and your question or comment.
Hey guys, this is Grace. Thank you for taking my call. I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia. And
hello, Grace.
Hello. With regards to my definition of happiness, I think of happiness as being outward joy. I think of it as being fulfillment, feeling good, and as Lynn said, positive outlook, just feeling good inside and out. And things I think about that make me happy, dancing, you know, walk in the park, chilling with your man, celebrating with friends, being surrounded with good people, good energy, and just even just being at home, chilling, watching a movie, you know, just goodness, contentment. Those are the things that come to mind when family, you know, hanging with your family, seeing the baby smile and all that. Just gives you that warm, fuzzy feeling on the inside, and it just overflows on the outside. Happiness.
What a great way to describe it too, Grace. And, I agree. You know, those things are really, and that's why I said, you know, the book definition is just the starting point, because for each of us, we kind of have, like, from what you were saying, I was seeing it, you know, and kind of like what Wynn was saying, I was seeing it as well. And you can just kind of, when people start talking about what happiness is for them, you can just start to see it, because it's different for everyone. You know, the things that you listed off that are happiness, they're going to be different for other people. And I think that's the cool part about just the human experience, is that, I mean, we're all different. And I think one of the biggest problems is that we look at differences as a bad thing instead of looking at them as great. Because it's just like some of the things that you mentioned, Wynn did. So I think that's pretty awesome that you came up with that. Wynn, what are you hearing in Grace's comment?
Oh, I mean, I totally agree with Grace. I think that, you know, we had a conversation a few weeks ago where we talked about getting back to your childhood and the things that you loved when you were a child, you know, skateboarding and roller skating and going swimming and, you know, playing football in the park or baseball, sporting activities. Anything that, you know, that made you happy as a kid or as you enjoy as an adult, that's what you need to include on a regular basis. I mean, it could be listening to great music. It could be listening to jazz or, you know, hip-hop or any dance music or going out to the club or, you know, salsa, you know, stepping, whatever. Those are the things that you need to focus on to actually attract the other things that you actually want. So, for example, if you're looking to, you know, be promoted at work, or you're looking to close some deals, you know, work your tail off. You know, I'm not going to dissuade you from working hard. But what I would say is that in the interim, while you're awaiting something, make certain that you're happy. Make certain that you're content. Make certain that you're balanced, you know, in your life. make certain that you relax a little bit and get some peace of mind, get some rest, and know that what you're working on is going to manifest itself. You might not know the time, you might not know the day, but have the confidence that that will be fulfilled and get you some peace and, you know, enjoy your life. You don't have to just push, push, push and strive, you know, just to thrive. I mean, you could just really enjoy yourself in the interim.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Grace, yeah. We really appreciate that. Did you have anything to add to, you know, your definition or maybe share some things that, you know, some moments in your life where you just were just, you did something that you just experienced that where you're just like, this is it?
I will say, first of all, that I thank you guys for having this conversation, because what I just experienced in calling in and sharing my definition of happiness and so forth, it became real. I mean, I'm pretty good today, you know. I'm pretty happy and content today, but it went up, and just talking about it took me to another level. And I think it's something that we need to seek after kind of on purpose, and have more of these positive conversations, because it's so easy to get inundated with the negative. But having this, for lack of a better term, simple conversation, I don't know if it released more endorphins in me or what, but it really just gave me that warm, fuzzy feeling, and memories started flashing back, and things that probably would not have come to memory. But because of this conversation, yeah, I'm feeling even better than I was before the call. So I thank you guys for this positive conversation and for increasing my level of happiness and reminding me of some of the things that do make me happy that I haven't done in a long time. And I just ask myself, why not? Because it really, really makes me feel good. So I have a to-do now to go out and do some of these things that I really, really enjoy doing. So I do thank you guys for that. And, yeah, I think it's a great conversation. And we need to have it more often, and it needs to be the focus of our conversation more often. And I think the more aware we are of it, the more it would just become automatic in our lives, and will automatically gravitate towards those things. And I think overall, we'll all be a whole lot better for it. So, yeah, thank you guys very much, very much for this conversation.
You're welcome, man. You know, what's great about what you just said is a couple of weeks ago, Amira said, when she provided us that prayer, that we forget, and we often do forget. And this, again, to disrupt the attitude that we've acclimated to as being adults and being responsible adults, is that things ought to be hard, and things don't have to be hard. I mean, we can make things light and easy, you know, just by remembering how it was when we were kids and the things that actually made us happy, and really get back to the fundamentals. I mean, if it made you happy to, you know, play Hot Peas and Butter or CeeLo or, you know, craps or, you know, smoke weed or whatever, you know, with the green light and the blue light in the basement, or, you know, to hang out with friends on the rooftop and, you know, throw water balloons at people. I mean, you know, playing hopscotch and, you know, stickball, you know, or whatever made you happy as a kid, you need to, you know, bring that back to remembrance and to actually not only visualize it, but, you know, live it and relive that, really relive those days. You know, hang out with your friends that you haven't hung out with in years and years and years. You know, just, you know, again, let loose and have fun. I mean, you don't have to be, you know, a tight Carlton, you know what I mean? You don't have to be, you know, you know, real anal about life. Just loosen up and have fun. It's okay. It really is okay. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead.
What I hear you guys saying, or what I'm gathering also, is I have to be intentional about being happy. I think about my to-do list for the week, and there's nothing really on there that I actually enjoy in terms of bringing me happiness and so forth. And I ask myself, why is that? And because I think it's not something that's really automatic to me, I think I need to add something that I truly enjoy doing, even if it's listening to, you know, like you said, when I'm listening to my favorite music or something like that, but be intentional about it every single day. And at some point it will become automatic, but just when I think about the work, the week and so forth, work and cleaning house and cooking there, but there's nothing in there that I really enjoy doing. So even if it's just today, planning next week to go to the movies with my man, or purposely roller skating or dancing or something, whatever it is, making sure that I get it in, because I really like this feeling that I'm getting just talking about it and reminiscing and so forth, and I don't want it just to be what's in my past, but yet all those things definitely transition into my adulthood and I still enjoy them. So why am I not doing it more?
Exactly. And that feeling that you're getting right now is your vibration increasing from a dull vibration to a high vibration. And that's going to be the factor that actually attracts what you really want, that house that you want, that debt to be gone, you know, wealth to come into your space, a brand new car, new clothes, a new purse, new shoes, whatever you want. It's that space right there, that happiness, that high vibration that's going to attract all that you want. And that's what the essence of this conversation is about. You know, get back to the fundamentals. Get back to, you know, the things that make you happy. You don't have to defer your happiness to when you actually get there, because what you're actually doing and thinking that you're deferring something, deferring happiness until you actually make it, you're actually hindering yourself from making it. So you know, it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you're deferring your happiness right now, you're deferring your happiness down the road. You're not going to attract what you want to accomplish. So you have to be, like you said, intentional about, you know, making yourself happy, and then you'll attract all that you want and have even greater happiness as you go along. That's perfect.
Exactly. That is perfect. And everybody out there listening, I see a couple other people called in. Listen, the elements will be taken off, so there will not be a show until September 20th. So I've been asking that, listen, join in the conversation today. Let's get it in. And that's, Grace, I really appreciate you, you know, being brave and jumping on the line, kind of sharing with us, and, you know, and that's what we want more of you to do. Just press one to do it. We got about 35 more minutes left in the show. We want to get a couple more people in here, because what you guys are saying really just took me back to my childhood. You know, my childhood, let me tell you guys, I used to be a monster riding around the neighborhood on my big wheel. And I used to be the dude that would ride down the hill, because we lived on the hill, on my big wheel, and then skid at the bottom. And, man, I know I went through about two or three big wheels because I burned holes in the wheels. But then once I got a bike, I was just, like, all over the place. I remember my mom, this is back in the day when you had to go get a switch. And so I would ride way too far out from our neighborhood, And she would just, like, you know, I come home and she, you know, tear me up with a switch. Well, anyway, exactly what you guys are explaining is exactly one of the things. I don't even own a bike. And so I went to a friend's house, and they had a couple of bikes, and, you know, they won the bikes, and they never used the bikes. They kind of won them as like a door prize or something like that. And so the bikes were just sitting in the garage collecting dust. And I was like, hey, let's take them out. And they were like, I've been waiting for somebody to go ride with or whatever. So I was like, come on, let's go. So we just jumped on them. And, man, it was the most fun thing ever. We were riding around the city and just, you know, just riding around on the sidewalk, of course, because we weren't helmets and all that. So we were just kind of like riding on some bikes on the sidewalks. But it was just like exactly what you guys are describing, getting back to that thing that it's not about, because I run a business. So it's not about productivity. It's not about, like, getting my to-do list done. It's not about knocking out, you know, the revenue generating activities and things like that. It has nothing to do with any of that. It's just about, like you said, Wen, like getting that balance. And like what you're describing, Grace, getting that feeling, having that feeling of just like, wow, it's not about those things, that productivity that I'm always thinking about having to cook and having to clean up and having to take care of this. And I need to get this done. I got to go over here. And I got to, you know, it's not about those things. It's all about just that feeling, habits.
Yeah.
You joined the conversation.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for taking the call. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, great.
So, listeners, we want to hear from you. What makes you happy? You know, what's your definition of happiness? Press 1 join us in the queue.
And in the meantime, while we're waiting on that, Wen, let's talk about your childhood, man. Give us something. Get naked with the listeners, man. Give us a time in the past when you, you know, you were happy.
Well, you know, as a kid, you know, I enjoyed sports. You know, I played basketball, I played baseball, I played football. You know, I ran the neighborhoods with on my bikes. Love break dancing, love music, still love music. Yeah, so those are the things that make me happy. I love engaging in sports. You know, just the physicalness and the freedom and the space, you know, enjoy the outdoors and hanging out with friends. You know, I loved playing contact sports. I loved, you know, football. I love when I was able to hit somebody and, you know, knock the fuck out of them, you know. It was just a good feeling, you know. Pardon my language, but that's just how it was. I love hip-hop music. I love jazz. I love it to listen to music that people have sampled to make good hip-hop music. Love Al Green. I love the Isley Brothers. You know, the Spinners, the Tops, the Temptations. You know, I have a wide breadth of things that I enjoy. You know, and, you know, of course, as kids, you like certain foods, right? You know, you love pizza and, you know, you love candy. I mean, for all you ladies out there, I know you guys love Haagen-Dazs and you love wine. So go out and enjoy that, you know.
Yeah, it's a great way to get back in balance. I think really that's probably one of the things that's missing for all of us in 2015. I mean, look, we're so technology-based that everyone, you know, I mean, everything's pretty much instant, so it's almost giving everybody ADD. You know, things can just grab your attention too much. You know, you got your phone going off, text message. You know, on your phone, you got Facebook, and you got Twitter, you got Instagram, and you got, you know, LinkedIn for business, and you got your email, and, you know, you got all those things on your tablet. Then you got all those things on your laptop. When you carry that around, you got all things at the desktop, and it's at the office. And so there's all these different, you know, there's all this different stuff going on. And, you know, I think we really get lost in the noise, man. We get lost in the, you know, the activity feeling like we're actually busy when don't really bring that happiness. And so what ends up happening is we just get to a point of where we're like straight up burned out, and we have to either find a new career or we got to get another job because this job just doesn't do it for us anymore. We need to go on that, you know, that vacation, because, I mean, I'm not saying that vacations aren't good for us, but sometimes it's solely because we're just burned out. Or, I mean, we need to get a new significant other because, you know, whatever, we're just burned out. So I think that, you know, the happiness aspect of it, man, is you know, it's definitely something that I don't really focus on in my life, I have to be honest. I'm typical American. I'm an entrepreneur. So anybody out there who is an entrepreneur or knows an entrepreneur, or maybe you have one of those careers where you're an entrepreneur and you basically, you know, you work, man, you know, you don't even count the hours. That's not how it works. You just, it's just a constant all day thing that, you know, everything else happens kind of in between when you're actually working. And so for me, that's how my life is, and that's what my focus is on a daily basis. And for me, I know for a fact that I don't focus on my happiness. I don't focus on taking time for those things that, you know, you and Grace have been mentioning when. And, you know, I think that's kind of one of those things that now that we're just discussing, and now that I'm actually discussing it, I mean, I just need to take a break and step back so that I don't get burned out. And I think that it's good to catch it early before you do get burned out, because at that point, you know, your batteries are low, man. You get into this emotional state where you're just you're like, man, I'm done. I'm done. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we make
man.
Life so heavy for ourselves. You know, we take on this adulthood, and, you know, we tack on responsibility, you know, and burden, and it weighs us down, and it ought not to. You know, you really have to make certain that you're balanced and you're healthy and you're happy. I mean, you know, if you, you know, loved martial art flicks back in the day, you know, go watch you some martial arts flicks. If you love, you know, playing Pac-Man, Miss Pac-Man, or, you know, Atari, ColecoVision, you know, get you a new system and play those old games, or go to an arcade and find you those games. You know, if you loved, I don't know, traveling, you know, go pick up a ticket and go somewhere, even if it is for a 2 or 3 day weekend. Go travel, go see something, go venture off and do something different. Go in a helicopter ride, go hang gliding, go rock climbing, go water skiing, you know, do something outside of the box, go skiing, you know, go hiking, go climb a mountain, you know, venture off and do something different just to, you know, be engaged in your life. You don't want to be, you know, bogged down and have a dull life and just simply be dealing with bills and obligations, you know, because happiness is the access to more happiness. It's not that you have to defer life and sacrifice and you know, take on a bunch of responsibilities and obligations to get to the next level. I mean, of course, it's going to require some work, but you want that to be, you want to have inspired action as opposed to just regular action. You want to think things through, take appropriate action, and relax a little bit. You want to have fun.
But when I can hear, you know, who's out there in the rat race, man, and they're on their grind, you know, I can hear them. Because I'm feeling that. I'm all of you out there who do that, that's what I do every day. So when I can hear them saying, but I'm trying to get to this point. And once I get there, then I'll actually start to do those. What do you have to say to that one?
Well, I just said it. You know, really, you know, you don't have to defer that, because actually what you're creating is an unhealthy state, an imbalanced state. And it requires you to feel good about the work that you're doing to actually get to another point. You don't want to, you know, have migraine headaches or feel like that you're pushing against something. Because if you feel like you're pushing against something, then that's exactly what you're doing. And that force is going to push against you. And guess what? You're not going to win. The way you actually win is to, you know, let go and release and relax. You know, like in the church, they say, let go and let God. You know, you have to, you know, have some peace of mind and have some faith and confidence that things are going to work out in your favor. And, you know, sometimes you just have to let your hands up. Let your hands go. And, you know, like I told, it was a few weeks ago, you know, people hold on so tightly to things. And if you just let go, you know, things will work out in your favor. You know, you're holding tight to, you know, a relationship that doesn't work. You're micromanaging people at work. You know, dormant volcanoes eventually erupt. You know, so you can never really be successful in holding on tight to things. At some point, you will have to let go and trust, have faith, have belief. Get you some peace of mind. Relax. Get some rest. You don't have to strive 7 days a week, 24 hours. You know, enjoy your friends, enjoy your family. Get you a girlfriend, get you a boyfriend, and have great sex. You need some release. Take it easy. Be happy. Don't worry.
Yeah. Yeah, man, it's tough, you know, balance is tough. I mean, it's definitely an art, it's not a science. So for all you left brain folks out there, you're not going to be able to, you know, turn it into a process or a project and, you know, because that's how my mind works. I'm like, man, if I could just list out all the things that I could do to stay balanced, that would be great. And, you know, I guess really one of the things is just to make time, you know, at the end of the day. Because we always have time to balance, to introduce balance, or to, I guess, rebalance ourselves. We always have that time. It's just that we don't actually make the time. We have time for whatever it is that we make the time for. Whether it becomes a priority for us. And a lot of times for me, it's just not a priority. You know,
you have to make yourself a priority. You have to make your health and well-being a priority. You have to make your happiness a priority. You can't make other people happy, but you're certainly responsible for your own happiness. And
yeah.
If you're happy, other people around you will be happy.
Well, I guess when I say make it a priority, I mean, like, the way that we're discussing it. I mean, because the things that I do, you know, like, I just really follow my gut every day. It's really what I do. There's very few things that I feel like, just like, oh, my God, do I have to really do this? When I'm actually even in my business, otherwise I'd just be doing something different. But I guess really what I'm saying is I don't really take the intentional thought and put it, place it on my happiness and say, you know, man, what's lacking here? How about I just look at some of the things that I can do to, you know, to balance myself? Like, I don't take that time. And I think that that can create that can make us pretty one-dimensional. Over the course of time, you know, over the long haul, you become one-dimensional. Where you're constantly working, constantly striving, and never really actually doing the whole list thing. I mean, between you and Grace, you guys came up with a huge list of just different activities that that a lot of us like to do and would love to do more that we haven't made the time for.
Yeah, I mean, here we are in 2015, and, you know, people don't bring out the Monopoly boards anymore. People don't bring out the checkerboards or, you know, play chess or, you know, the simple things that we enjoy, you know, when we were kids. And if we could actually, like you said, be conscious of that and be intentional about that, then I'm sure that our lives would be so much improved if we are, like,
right,
intentional about our happiness. Be intentional about the things that you engage, you know, on a regular basis. And, you know, I promise that you'll find that happiness is access to even more happiness and fulfillment in all aspects of your life. It'll make your job, you know, feel a little bit better. You know, you'll feel better in the various aspects of your life. You'll feel better in your relationships if you make certain that you take time for yourself, you know, to make yourself happy.
Taking that time is the hardest thing, man. That's the most difficult step, is making the time, because it's always there. But very few times do we just say, you know what, I'm actually gonna make the time and commit to it. You know, it's because it really turns into a habit at that point. You know, you start to make time, and then you commit yourself to making that time. Whether it's you do it once a year or you do it, I mean, because, you know, I was listening to someone, you know, talk about this, and they said that we actually will spend more time planning our grocery list than we will planning some of the most important things in our lives. And, you know, it's so true, is that we just don't actually make the time at the end of the day.
You know what I learned as a kid? You know, I used to watch my aunt. My aunt, you know, was my great aunt, right? So she didn't have a high school degree. She didn't have a college degree. And what I saw, you know, growing up is how hard she worked doing stuff for other people, you know, when she worked. And she would neglect, you know, herself. And, you know, in the back of my head, I made a promise to myself that I would never, ever, ever in my life give more power, more energy to some entity or some other individual more so than myself. And that's really how you really have to approach things. I see people all the time dedicate, you know, 50, 60, 70 hours, sometimes even more hours to their employer, and when you go home, their life is a damn mess. Their relationships are a mess. Their house is a mess. Their families are a mess. And it's just horrible. And you know, for our audience, you know, I want to make certain that we begin to interrupt and disrupt that. Because that's not where it is. You'll never win in life by giving your energy to someone else or to some entity and neglecting yourself. You have to make yourself a priority. You have to make your health and your happiness and satisfaction a priority. Take care of yourself, because nobody else will. Everybody else will take from you and distract you, and then leave you off on the road. And that's not where you want your life to go. So take good care of yourself. Make yourself happy. Do the things that made you happy as a kid. You know, find some new things. Create some new adventures. be curious about life. Go to the art museum. Go to the film museum. Learn something new.
Yeah, I think that's a great, great point. You know, to explore is because that just gives you an endless list of things that you know will bring that happiness for you. And, I mean, just exploring could be, I mean, that could lead to a new career, could lead to a new, you know, advancement in your career, could lead to a business opportunity, it could lead to love. You know, I mean, just exploring can lead to, and maybe it might be love with an individual, you know, like a significant other, or maybe love is you found a new hobby. You just never know until you actually explore. And I think that's one of the, you know, the things that really is almost when you're open to the exploration, that's when you actually can find so much happiness, because you may just be like, I hate this. You know, you may go to like one of those little, you know, those little sip and draw, whatever they call them, where you go get drink wine and you draw or paint or whatever. And you might be like, man, this is the stupidest thing ever. But, you know, hey, you can still have fun. Some people can't. You know, some people are like, man, I wasted my money, blah, blah, blah. You know, but others are just like, man, this is real stupid. You know, like I just don't like drawing, you know, not because I'm not good, but it's just not my thing. And sometimes, you know, you just make a, you know, really silly drawing or something, and you just have a blast by just exploring. And you have an experience, a new experience of something that you never would have had, and who knows? I mean, the real gold comes from when you actually explore, you find something where you're just like, man, now, that was awesome. I really have to look into that. You know, I know that I'm X age, but, man, I really want to learn that language. Or I really want to learn how to play that instrument. Or, you know, like, I mean, things that people just typically, I say typically, don't really do at a later age. You know, most of the times, you know, you learn how to play an instrument at a young age. Or you learn how to, you know, speak a language at a young age. Exploring is where you can really, really unlock a lot of things that just might bring you happiness. So that was a really good suggestion. When I'm glad you brought that up, because that's one of my favorite things to do. Explore the city. When I go travel, go explore places. I don't want an itinerary. I just want to kind of go and, oh, what's over here? Let's go right here. Oh, man, what is this? You know, and just have an experience like that, as opposed to, you know, at 4 p.m. we're supposed to be at this place, and, you know, the next day at 8 a.m. we need to be at this place. That's kind of how I like to really do things, is explore. You a big explorer, Wynn?
I have been. I haven't been lately, but, I enjoy new things. I mean, I love, you know, as a kid I used to love art. You know, I wasn't necessarily good at it, but, you know, I enjoyed, you know, making an ass out of myself, you know, creating something that's totally abstract, you know, paper mache and creating art with beans and, you know, creating clay art and, you know, just doing weird stuff. You know, we talked about failure and people being afraid of failure. I mean, same conversation right now. I mean, don't be afraid to go out and do something different and make an ass out of yourself. I mean, you can't be perfect at everything, but at least you can enjoy it. You know, enjoy something new, something different. You know, if you can't do the Western line dance like somebody in Texas or somebody in Tennessee, it's okay. Just, you know, go out and have fun. You know, if you can't, you know, tap dance like Gregory Hines, at least you can, you know, learn a couple things and it might teach yourself, about yourself or teach yourself about life. And it's okay to make a mistake and to make an ass out of yourself. It's okay to fall.
As long as you pick yourself back up, don't make it the end-all, be-all. Yeah, that was, I think we were talking about that. That was last week, right? Maybe last 2 weeks we talked about failure. And there's no happiness when you look at failure and finality. There is, lots of happiness that comes out of looking at failure as a process to get where you want. And I use the analogy of, I always use the analogy, if you're in a dark room and you can't see anything and you put your hand on the table and you start feeling around to find, like, a flashlight, well, you may have patted your hand on the table 5 times. And really, that's 5 failures that you made. But you just don't view it like that because that's the way humans really learn. Is humans learn by making those 5 pats on the table. You do it 5 more times, then maybe the 12th time, you actually find the flashlight. And that's really the way that we actually really learn to do things, is that, you know, we fall off the bike, we get back up, fall, we wobble, maybe we have training wheels, skates, you know, anything, talking, walking, all those things. And I think what you're alluding to, when there's a lot of our happiness, the barrier is that fear of failure. You know, like, that's the main barrier. It's like the Grand Canyon.
Exactly.
Between our happiness, because you got that fear of failure. Well, hey, look, if you don't fail, you're not going to invent the light bulb. If you're not willing to fail over and over again, you're never going to get to invent the light bulb. I mean, imagine how many space ships crashed on the launch pad, or, you know, went to the ocean. They didn't make it into space. I mean, if you look at some of the footage of, like, the early airplane Wright Brothers type stuff, man, people had, like, bicycle things, and they had, like, wing-flapping things. They had all kind of contraptions, you know? I mean, yeah, it looks silly to us now, but those guys were feeling it. They were like, look, we're gonna figure out how to get in the air. We're going to figure this out. And who knows how many of those things failed until somebody finally, you know, someone finally actually got in the air and got airborne. So that is most people's hang up and most people's gap between their happiness, is that they're just not willing to fail. And whatever it is that you actually want out of your life, just start to look at failure as that analogy that I was saying, turn around for the flashlight. You may fail 12 times, but imagine if you tried twice and you gave up, because that's the way most people do things. You know, they try to start a business, it fails. They try to start another one, it fails, and they're done. They're like, I'm never doing that again. Or they get in a relationship, someone, you know, does this, and they're done. There's a lot of people once, that's it. But, you know, they get in a relationship, somebody does this, and they get in there, somebody does the same thing, and they're done. You know, they don't trust people anymore. Those things. When that person may want to be married or whatever it is, they may want to be whatever, and they just, like, there's that fear of failure again. So really, really great thing to bring up when about, you know, failure, because I really see that as one of the major gaps between people's happiness, man. But we got about 5 minutes left. When do you want to leave the listeners with tonight? And remember, we're leaving the listeners between now and September 20th, so you got to give them something grandiose tonight.
Right. So what I want to leave you guys with is, you don't have to wait till you're the age of Morgan Freeman to enjoy your life. You know, go somewhere and get you a hard notepad, a journal, and on the front of it, or somewhere on the front sheets, you know, write that you love yourself. Write that you're responsible for your own happiness, and that your intent is to be happy and be satisfied and be fulfilled. And then on the subsequent sheets, You know, write the things that made you happy as a kid so that you, you know, mentally go down memory lane and feel those feelings that you had as a kid. You know, write the things that made you happy as a teenager on another sheet of paper. Again, to feel what you felt, you know, the liveliness as a teenager. And then on another sheet, write what you, you know, enjoy as an adult so that you recall, you know, the things that made you happy or that make you happy. And then on another sheet, create your bucket list. The things that you always wanted to do but never have done, never took the time to do. You know, playing the piano or taking singing lessons or traveling to the pyramids of Egypt, you know, going on a safari or whatever it is, whatever lights you up, you know, and mentally go there. And again, you don't have to wait till you're the age of Morgan Freeman to enjoy that. Begin to knock those things off your list and enjoy the things that made you happy and enjoy the things that make you happy right now. Make it intentional. Create a date for yourself. Take one day out of the week to enjoy yourself intentionally. Take 2 days. You know, take a couple hours every day. However you want to structure it, but make certain that you, you know, take some time out for yourself. If you want to listen to Al Green at 12:30, you know, at night or 12:30 in the afternoon, listen to Al Green. If you want to listen to Isley Brothers or whatever makes you happy. If you want to listen to Busta Rhymes, you know, do what makes you happy.
I'll be short and sweet. Hey, listen, Steve Jobs said something that I thought was pretty profound. He said, stay young and stay foolish. And, you know, I like to liken that is what Kanye says is to just get in touch with the inner five people within ourselves so that you can actually, you know, do things like explore and, you know, get in tune with some of your inner, get in tune with that inner child. And going back to the failure thing, just keep in mind that, you know, life is basically a series of failures. So whenever you view failure as finality, there is no happiness in that. So, again, we will not be back on the air until September 20th, Sunday, September 20th. Mark it on your calendar. If you have anything that you, you know, anything between now and then that you want to share with us or questions or comments, you can go to our Facebook page. We'll definitely be on there. It's just that we won't have an actual show between now and then. We really appreciate you, Grace, for joining in the conversation tonight. We really appreciate all of our listeners who every week you tune in and you listen and you give us feedback. And, you know, as Elements, we do this show for you, not for ourselves. So when?
Enjoy the journey.
3 weeks?
Life.
Yeah. Enjoy the journey. And be powerful until we see you guys on the 20th of September.